We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, we're in Acts chapter 8, and I just wanted to read just a few verses of Scripture that I had read through in preparation for my Sunday school lesson this morning. Acts chapter 8 is a remarkable passage of Scripture that gives you the contrast of a Philip with a Saul who is killing Christians, and Philip who is seeking to win people to Christ. And in verse 4 it says in this passage, "Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." And the reason they were scattered abroad was because of the persecution of Saul. That's why they were scattered. "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them." That's the first time that phrase is used. And then it's going to be used multitudes of time in the writings of the Apostle Paul later on. But he preached Christ unto them. I thought about that phrase of so many times we preach things, but we're not necessarily preaching Christ. We're preaching a person. We're not preaching ideas. We're preaching a person. And that's what Philip did. He went to Samaria and he preached Christ unto them, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. That's a remarkable work of God. Whenever Jesus Christ is preached, God takes that and begins to work in hearts and lives where people respond to the truth of God's Word. How many of you still believe in the old-fashioned power of God's Holy Spirit to do that work? I tell you, if it's left up to us to try to save people, we're in deep trouble. But Jesus Christ is the one that does transformative work in hearts. But we have to preach what to them? We have to preach Christ, His person, all that He is to the sinner. And when we preach Christ, then God does this miracle work in hearts where He begins to draw precious souls unto Himself. Draw precious souls unto Himself, where people, all of a sudden, the light comes on and they understand what they are, who Christ is, and how He can save them from their sin. We need to get back to old-fashioned preaching Christ to people. Not preaching about Christ, preaching Christ. And then allow God's work, God's Holy Spirit, to be able to transform hearts and lives one at a time. That is the miracle of the new birth, and that is the success of personal evangelism. Not trying to be the Holy Spirit, but to simply preach Jesus Christ to those that need Him, and those that will respond to His Word. I'm so thankful for the testimony of Philip that he got it. Amen? He understood what his role was. It wasn't to preach himself. It wasn't to exalt himself. He wasn't writing colleges to let him know, "Hey, I've been in the ministry for so many years, it's time for that honorary doctorate." Okay? No, he wasn't preaching himself. He was preaching Jesus Christ, and the people responded to the message of the words that Philip spoke, because he was preaching the right message. May God's word go forth in power this morning.